Yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, about to shut it down.
You are locked in
to Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Canada number one. Urban Top Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your hosts.
Come on, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Let's get it popping.
I'm up for blood. You mess with the wrong one at the wrong time. You mess with me and my family.
You were the fool to underestimate me. I got angels standing right beside me. I can start a war with just one command, baby. You don't know just who I am. That's gonna break your back and make you remember that you ain't all that. And devil, you know what I was born to do. Assassinate you and your demons too.
NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. Nifty KC, we are back.
And here I thought Nifty turned off his phone.
It was an alarm. That doesn't count, okay? It doesn't count. The phone is on silent, but it was an alarm. I usually have my nap at this time. It's my nap time.
Napping. Middle of the day.
It's my regular nap time. I never kicked the habit.
What are you, in kindergarten?
Yes.
Having naps.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Naps are vital. Vital to one's health. You know, I eat a lot of junk food, right? Like, I don't eat properly by any stretch.
Thank you for admitting this.
I think the key to my good health has been, one, the body has adjusted to the food. And number two, the fact that I get, adequate sleep. A lot of times. Like, all the time. I make sure that I get my sleep.
That might be the one thing that's the difference between you and anybody else who gets sick often, is that you make sure you get your sleep. Because I've tried that. I've had instances where I haven't gotten much sleep,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting sick, and I've had instances where I feel it coming on,
yeah.
and I go to bed early, and I make sure I get, no less than 10 hours, and I'm okay in the morning.
Sleep is vital.
So I think that's the only difference. You still eat badly.
Mm. I ain't obese. I'm not fat.
Not yet.
And I'm not unhealthy.
Not yet.
I'm good.
Not yet. The jury is still out on that. When Nifty goes and gets himself a full physical and comes back with a clean bill of health, including his cholesterol levels, we will accept his explanation. But until such time...
Anyway, that first track was called I'm Blessed by DJ Khaled. I had a chance to watch a movie. It's actually called Blessed and Cursed. It came out June of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a pretty good movie. You know, if you're looking for a good family movie to watch with you know, the Christians as well, other Christians, like, my mom loves it.
It was good.
It's a little bit predictable.
Dietrich, you know, it's an amazing singer.
Yeah.
But I still have to admit, I didn't think that... the movie matched up to its description at all.
The description on the back was like, it's very misleading.
It said it was a modern day Saul and David remake sort of thing, and
nothing like that.
I didn't see anything like that. Maybe I just don't know my Bible as well as I think, but I didn't see anything like
that. But nonetheless, it's still a good movie.
It's still good. Dietrich is a good actor.
Good actor, great singer.
And he's a wonderful singer.
Great singer. And, you know, if you're looking for something to just enjoy with the family over the holidays and enjoy some good heavenly music in the film, I definitely recommend that you pick up that one. My mom usually falls asleep during movies. You put a movie in front of my mom, and she'll sleep within 10 minutes. And she stayed awake for this full one. She enjoyed the message. She enjoyed the singing. You know, it's not a fantastic Will Smith caliber movie.
No.
But the storyline is good.
It.
And, you know, the emotion is good. And the singing is great.
You'll appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
And you will really, really love the singing.
Absolutely, man. You know, I had a chance to listen to a sermon earlier today. And the pastor, Pastor Flynn, he was actually one of my mentor, Pastor Ty.
Uh-huh.
Like, mentor, if you will.
Your mentor's mentor.
Like
mentor.
It's like my grand mentor, almost. he was talking about a Japanese researcher by the name of Dr. Emoto.
Uh-huh.
And if you're listening to the podcast, I want you to take a few moments and Google Dr. Emoto on YouTube.
Spell Emoto.
E-M-O-T-O, I believe. You can't really miss it, but he did this experiment on water. He's a water researcher. And basically the message that Pastor Flynn, or Bishop Flynn rather, was speaking about, you know how the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dr. Emoto has given scientific research that proves this notion, through the usage of water. So what he did, he took different samples of water. And he would play, you know, soothing music to it, and he would speak words of life into the water, like thank you, gratitude, I love you,
yes,
things of that nature. And then he would freeze the water over a 3-hour period, and he looked at the freezing process under a microscope. And what happens with these, with the water that he spoke, you know, positive words into, was that the water crystals formed very beautiful shapes, almost like snowflakes, if you will. And then he took another sample of water, and he spoke negative words like, I hate you, you're a fool, and things of that nature. And then looked at the freezing process for those water crystals.
Yeah.
And they did not form beautiful patterns. They were not symmetric. They were very ugly patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, the water had basically recorded almost what the sounds of music were, and almost recorded the tone and the positivity of the words, and actually froze that type of same tone, which is very interesting, because then, you know, Bishop, he went on to say that our bodies are mainly water, so what are we really shaped like?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was such a beautiful beautiful analogy to draw in terms of what we need to speak into our kids and to ourselves.
Yes. And along those lines, I mean, after you told me about this off the air,
mm-hmm.
We continued to do some more searching about this theory,
mm-hmm.
Via YouTube, and saw a young man doing an experiment on rice.
Yeah.
And something happened that was additional to this. So he had the 3 cups of rice.
It was cooked
rice. All 3.
Mm-hmm.
And in one jar... He said thank you to one jar. He said thank you. He said positive things,
mm-hmm.
uplifting things.
Yeah.
To another jar, he said, you're a fool. I hate you. He said negative things to this jar.
Yeah.
And to the third jar, he said nothing at all. He ignored that jar completely.
Yeah.
And at the end of the time period,
it was 147 days.
147 days. Yeah. The jar to which he said positive things was still white. The rice looked...
It still looked
practically
edible.
Yeah. He said, you know, I would pretty much still eat this.
This is like after 3.5 months. Like more than
seriously,
that.
Seriously, looking at it, it was still white.
Yeah.
The jar that had negative things said to it, the I hate yous, the you're a fool, this jar was brown, gross, but there were still some white specks in there. There were still some white pieces in there.
There were still some parts that looked edible, but the rest of it was just nasty.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
The third jar that had been ignored completely was completely black.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It was horrible. And
horribly
the rice
black,
all came from
disgusting.
The same pot.
Cooked the same way.
They were all put in the same. They were all put
same
in the jars at the same
jars.
Time. All sealed and just left. And the only difference was what
was the treatment they received.
Yeah.
Now it's almost amazing. So it seems to me that the worst thing you could do to any of God's creations is to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing you could do to life is ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. I mean, you know, if you look at how kids are treated, man. You know, the kids who are ignored. I mean, even kids who are hated are still getting some form of attention.
Yes,
it's not great attention, but it's just like the rice that, you know, that had the fool on top of it. It still had some edible parts, but the rest of it was just nasty. The rice that was ignored was nothing was good on it.
It was right? Terrible through and through.
And this is like real life scientific experiments that was repeated, because the YouTube one which Kay watched with the rice, that wasn't a scientist. That was some other guy who saw the same research from Dr. Emoto and wanted to see for himself.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's a very amateur video, but you know, it clearly shows that what we speak into people and to God's creation clearly has either a very positive effect or a very detrimental effect to its outcome in the future.
Yeah.
And that was just months. I mean, that was just months. Now, can you imagine if you speak negative things over a year period of time, how detrimental those effects could be on the human brain or on the human soul.
Or the person who's ignored his whole life.
Yeah.
The feelings that this person goes through. Because it's one thing to have people love you, it's another to have people hate you, and it's something completely different to have someone not care about you at all, whether you live or die.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it's the picture of hopelessness.
Yeah, yeah, it's very powerful research, very, very powerful research. I encourage you to go on YouTube and check it out, man. Dr. Emoto, it's called the Water Crystal Experiment, and you'll also see rice experiments. They're kind of on the right-hand side. You know when they link the videos?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that as well. In other news, very, very short, because we don't have the full details, because they're keeping this one under wraps. Bishop Eddie Long will be settling out of court. He'll be settling out of court.
Isn't that interesting?
Fox News reported this last week. At least four boys are getting paid. At least four boys.
He wants it to go away. It's interesting. I thought that he was gonna go all the way.
I thought he was gonna fight
down to the wire, fight it in court.
That ain't no fight to me.
You know, I'm a bit surprised that he
threw in the
towel, held up the white flag, and said, "Well, we'll pay you off." Because you know, to some people, that might just be an indication of guilt.
What do y'all think, man? 1-877-44-NIFTY. I mean, like if someone settles out of court, does that mean that he's not guilty and that he just wants it done quick so he can get back to his business, or
which is possible?
It's very possible as well. Or does it mean that, you know, he is guilty
and
that
he doesn't want things to further come out in court,
in the media and all that? That's you know, I mean, a lot of times when it's out of court settlement, a lot of hush money is involved.
That is correct.
So hit us up, man. I'm very interested to hearing what you think. I'm very sad to hear the news, to be honest. It doesn't seem good. Doesn't seem like good news to me.
I personally thought he was gonna fight.
Yeah, because he said that.
Because he said, this thing, I am going to fight.
I feel like David.
And so
I ain't thrown one stone yet.
He hasn't thrown any. And looks like he just threw the slingshot down. It's like he's not gonna bother.
He ain't throwing a stone. He's throwing a towel, man.
So, anyways.
Anyway, it will be interesting to see how that pans out. But today we got such a great show. The Hate of the Rated today will be from Canton Jones in the Club. Something that we discussed prior, but we never played the song. So we're going to play the song today and get, you know, a little feel as to what you think. DJ Versatile is on vacation.
Yes.
So KC is going to take over the More Music
Guess
Hour.
What? Yeah, it's mine.
It's going to be all her picks. We actually got a few comments about her pick last week. A lot of people are feeling your picks.
They like my taste.
They like your taste, right? So we're going to be giving you a little time to shine in the More Music Hour and play
hour
anything that you want to play. I will not be hindering you in any form. Usually, you know, sometimes
you won't censor me.
Sometimes I disagree with her, but you know, it's all good. Today, the show, the More Music Hour is yours.
All right.
Yours. And right now, man, I'm gonna play a remix from The Breaks. It's called Whip My Hair. I whip my hair back and forth. Okay. The remix, though. The Christian remix. From Willow Smith. Even though the original, I like the original.
I like the original, too.
I gotta admit, I like
it's very kid-friendly and parent-friendly. Mm-hmm. I've heard some little comments from those people who are conspiracy-minded. But we won't go there. Never heard. We won't go there. All right, let's have a listen.
Yeah. So keep it locked. We'll be right back, y'all.
Hit you off with the newest home hip hop and R&B music first.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
They call me Namus. I've always wanted to say this.
With my dreads back and forth, homie, make them flow. Cats copycat my rap, make them mold. Slanger, let me make some dough. West rootin' for that like a show. Acting like my savior, Jesus Christ had dreads, so I'ma shake them though. Break the mold while you faking soul. I'll wax you cupcakes, so get duct tape. I'm finna take your throne. Hate these clones, break them with the brakes until the break of dawn. If you're down for ringtone rap, I finna break your phone. Breaking bones, turn the fossil into oil. Bring the troops home, you want black gold? Beat this dude's poems. Crew in home, motion side gallery, that's my city street. Y'all happy now? I'm rapping on a jiggy beat. Come on. Rocking tracks to Willow, Mad Mardigan. Backslash everyday hero, get it? Get it. Inside joke, my windpipe blows acidic. Venomous cats on my back like a symbiote. The flow shows that I'm all about peace. As for ladies, you already know about my mouthpiece. Lying hearted in me is a dying artist. Y'all must be kidding me. With my dreads and prayer in proximity.
Head back and forth, my bald head back and forth, my bald head back and forth.
My bald head back and forth.
I used to shake my dreads, now I shake my head at these cats in the mirror while they looking at themselves. Vanity, you make you melt. You really need some help. Jerking movement is dead.
Stop touching on yourself.
I never felt how you feel, but I'ma keep it real. You're in a beauty shop because you want a cop a feel. No rainbow, and I ain't dissing Uncle Phil. But if you really wanted ecstasy, you shouldn't have popped a pill. Waka flocka, pluck them flames. Ayo, I crush them lames. They think they fresh, but they just some toilet stains. They say I look like Lil Wayne and T-Pain, but I chopped off my lock so I can proclaim his name without being compared to another man's hair. The brakes is out the box, I can never be a square. They say I look different, ask me if I care. I'm on a bald mission, they ask me if I nair. I use the blades, I dipped on the waves, emerged to a fade, now I like it shaved. I'm not a yeti, yeah, I crawled about the cave. I look a little clean cut, I guess I'm at that age.
I
in this session, need management for my set anger. I whip it so aggressive, they think I'm a headbanger. Rock and roll, death metal, gotta go. Get live on the stage, take it to the days of old, like Geronimo. I'm getting gray hairs, like I'm kinda old. So I keep it low, smarter than the honor roll. So I'm on a roll. I'm smelling sushi, they say they're down to earth, but in person they're so bougie. Excuse me, let me introduce me to the new me. Say something stupid, get karate chopped like Bruce Lee. Breaks representatives, hit them with the incentives. Positive reinforcement, the force is so limitless. You gotta love it, dude, I'm right above it too. Their budget gets cut like they're a public school. TMI, me and mine stay private. Crashed my jet, but you know I survived it.
Yes, 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 man. 20 minutes after the hour. Thank y'all so much for joining us here at NiftyChristian.com. It is a Nifty Christian radio show with Nifty and KC. And I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair.
I really did not think that this was the kind of song that guys, you know, would admittedly, openly sing.
Yeah.
You surprised me there. I didn't think you would come out and say it.
I like it, man.
The first time
it
came out, the first time it came out, you were like, "Well, I'm not going to be singing it in public. I'm not going to go out there and sing it."
But
and now here you are, whipping your hair.
My son likes it. My wife likes it. And
whipping said hair.
Leave me alone.
Okay? Figurative hair.
Leave me alone. I can wear wigs too.
Oh my.
Today we have a pretty interesting topic today, man. Today, we're going to be talking about the excuse that many Christians tend to use when they want to do something for their own motives. When they want to make excuses for something that may not be right or may not make a lot of sense or may just be very stupid. It is the excuse that I think maybe every Christian has probably used at one point or another for something. Mm-hmm. And the excuse is,
God put it on my heart.
God put it on my heart, or God told me to do this.
He told me to do it. He spoke to me.
He spoke to me.
He told me to tell you to give me $10.
You know what? You know what's funny? That's actually very true. That actually happened to me. When I was 16, I used to go to this church, and one of the pastors there was he was a hustler, man. He was a very, very bad hustler. And now I'm 16, mind you. And this pastor would come to me and say, "You know, Brother Chesley, God told me to tell you to give me $10. Straight face, you know. Straight face.
Did you not laugh? Like, and honestly, I'm, just in surprise, I would have laughed a little bit.
And, really? And I'm like, "Pastor, God told you that? How come he ain't telling me? Because I ain't got $10.
Exactly.
You sure God was talking to you?
About me?
You sure it was me? But this is a pastor of a church, you know, who's seriously asking a 16-year-old
for
$10.
Right? In that sense, it's almost as if the excuse is like a thin cover-up for their own agenda.
Yeah, before coming out and
for
be real.
For a personal agenda.
Just be real and say, "Listen, man, I ain't got it." Like, you know, why you gotta hide under this God cloak? That's what really, 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 really irks me and bothers me. And you know, because we are in this business, we meet so many people at events, you know, through the phone calls that we get, through the emails. We built a lot of relationships with people just all around the world, and I get to talk to a lot of people. You know, when I go and speak in churches and so forth, I get to meet so many people that that want to do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
That want to do their own thing, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know, the very, very common one is, let's say, music, because we are in the music industry.
Yeah.
We get people that come up to us and say, God has put it on my heart to do music ministry full time, or to be an artist full time.
Yes.
And I think that's great. I think if God has actually put it on your heart to do that, I think it's a beautiful thing. What happens a lot of time when people use that excuse, when people say that God told them, is that they don't work. They have the faith element. You know the Bible says faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
So because God told them, they have the faith to step out and do something full time,
yeah,
but they don't necessarily want to put in the work that it takes.
Because they're basically expecting God to just do the rest.
Exactly.
I stepped out and you just do the rest. That's not meeting God halfway. That's like 25%.
That's like that line in that song by Lecrae, Change. Mm-hmm. You know, you the master, he's the dummy. What? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's quite funny. And I think a lot of times people have to realize is when you're stepping out to do anything, you know, full time, it is new territory for you.
Yes.
Whether it's being an artist or whether it's being, you know, your own, you know, entrepreneur, or you're selling books, whatever it is that you are going to do. If you're going to be leaving your 9-to-5 to go and pursue something full time because God told you to do it, there should be a lot of effort and a lot of work put into that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're self-employed, it should be noted that your hours should be longer than when you were on the 9-to-5. 9-to-5 is 8 hours. You leave, man, you leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because there's more research, there's more things involved now, because you're doing multiple jobs now, because you're basically playing catch up, you know,
mm-hmm.
This is new territory for you. So you have to catch up with the established territory, essentially.
Right.
You have to work longer hours. You have to work harder. And I don't think people are doing this.
Maybe they don't realize it. What do you think? Do you think they actually realize that this is necessary? This is actually necessary? You know, honestly, I don't think that all people who make these decisions
mm-hmm.
are making it with a sort of sense of entitlement. It's almost as though it's, well,
there's faith.
I believe, and, well, mm. God has always taken care of me before. He's going to take care of me now.
Right, right.
And that's a good mindset to have, yes, but the fact remains that you can't just step out and not have anything on the physical level planned.
Yeah.
If you have other people who depend on you
in your
life, in your family, then you gotta make plans for them too.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make sure they're taken care of.
Exactly. Exactly.
God has put those people in your care as well.
You know, and on top of that, I mean, studying, I mean, let's just use music as the example here, because I know like immediately a few people off the top of my head who want to do this. Who want to pursue the music thing full time, but don't want to study the art and don't want to study the business aspect of it. I mean, at the end of the day, music is ministry, granted,
mm-hmm.
but it is also a business. And if you want to do this full time, you have to understand the business aspect of it so that you can feed your family and provide for your family.
Yeah.
And there are people who are just solely relying on the fact that, okay, because I'm ministering the word of God, that's all I need.
God will provide.
That's all I need. You know what I mean? And that is not true. Now, there may be cases where God does provide. I'm not saying that God is not a God who can't do that. But those who are succeeding, you know, if we look at the Lecrae's, the Cross Movement,
definitely.
The Kirk Franklin's, these guys have a full understanding.
Their plans are well thought out.
Of the business.
Oh, yeah.
On top of the fact that they're great ministers of the gospel, they have a full understanding of the business.
They work.
Right? They work
as
very
anybody,
hard.
I mean, if anybody's seen the last marketing efforts and promotion efforts of Lecrae's last album, you'll know that was a machine.
It was a straight, very creative ideas and a very well-executed plan. Now, the faith comes in the fact that God will make the results of your execution wonderful. That's where the faith comes in.
Yes.
But there has to be the work on your part too. Okay, what is going to be my marketing strategy? How am I going to get new clients? How am I going to get, how is that I'm going to get people to purchase my music?
Because you can't just stay at home and you know, sit, you know, in your room and pray.
Write music.
And write music and expect the right people to just come to your door.
Right.
Or the right, you know, the right information to find its way to you. You have to seek these things.
It's crazy. Too many times I come across artists who believe that they're so talented that a label should just find them and sign them. Really?
Wow.
I mean, look, I mean, I you know, I really want to use the whole example of Lecrae, who started his own thing.
Yeah.
Reach Records is his thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have this sense of entitlement that they should find me and sign me because I'm Lecrae.
Yeah.
He's like, nah. I'm going to do this way. This is what God put in my heart. Let me do it this way. But before I really put something out of caliber here, of high caliber, let me study the business first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sorry, Rehab, great marketing. That isn't just someone saying, let's just see what happens.
No.
There was a plan. There was an execution.
And that's why you're seeing the results with how well that album has
done.
That's
exactly why you're seeing those results. And if
yes,
you are,
God had something to do with it.
Of course,
no
he
doubt.
Had something to do with it, right?
No doubt.
His heart's in the right place, and he had the full element of faith and works. Now, if you're an artist, I know a lot of artists listen to the show, and you want to do this full time, or you've already made plans to do this full time. I want to encourage you to take time to study the business aspect of things. Don't just study the art form and how to spit rhymes and how to go to a studio and all that. That mm-hmm. stuff is cool. You know, it's funny. I met with a guy who does photos, my wife and I, and he takes pictures for a living.
Right.
And one thing he said about his business was that taking pictures is only 30% of what I do. And you would think that because he takes pictures,
it's a photographer.
That's the full thing.
Yeah.
He said, no, the rest of it really is knowing customer service, customer relations, networking. So 70% of his business is geared towards knowing the customer, mm-hmm. understanding the customer, studying the customer. 30% is actually the product itself.
Right.
And I think that can be applied to like almost any type of business, where if you're in music now, your music is just the product.
Yeah.
It's 30%. But the 70% is understanding how to get that product into people's hands. You know, how to make sure that they hear it, how to make sure that you stick out over other people who are doing the same thing as you. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of people who want to minister the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you so special? you know, not to sound mean, but there is a strategy
yes.
to actually apply that. And I know we're focusing heavily on the music part here, but it's something that I've come across. I want to shout out my man Never Hurt, who actually did take the leap of faith to do this. But one thing that he is doing, he's studying the business so hard right now. I'm very proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's asking questions. He's going on to different resources, and he is studying how things work. I gave this resource to him a very, very long time ago. He didn't look at it. But now is his time. Now he's ready, right? So he's studying how things work before he actually, you know, commits to doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of people should do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kudos to you, Never Heard, for
big
doing
up.
Your research.
Big up. There are other people now who got families and so forth and, you know, want to leave the job and they want to say, you know what? God will provide.
I personally think that's a scary thing.
Right.
If my husband did that to me... And our kids are at home and, well, at school, sorry, and mm-hmm. just say, for instance, you know, I'm not working or I'm just working part-time or something,
mm-hmm.
and he's the main one bringing in the money, and then he goes to me one day, well, baby, you know what? I have this thing God put on my heart, and I'm leaving my job.
Yeah.
Without really even consulting me, and on top of that, without coming... to me with an additional plan. Okay, so what do we do now? I know God said that, you know, it's going to be all right, but can you fill me in on the details? Because God has got the big plan, but can you just fill me in on, like, what happens next? Because
we're going to move by faith, honey.
And
we're going to move by faith.
Yeah, and that's great and all, but bills need to be paid and food and there's needs. What? And yes, God will provide, but...
There's nothing wrong with... needs and stepping out on faith. My issue is, I mean, for example, right? If you go to a bank
right.
to apply for a business loan, the bank has a requirement from you. What is that requirement? The bank wants to see a 3 to 5 year business plan. So in other words, if you want the bank to take care of you,
yes.
for at least 3 to 5 years.
You have to come up with a plan.
You have to show the bank a 3 to 5 year plan.
And it can't be just, you know, a halfway done plan.
Right.
It has to be
a very thorough plan. Amen. A very thorough
plan.
From
start to finish.
Now, if your plan is very thorough, the bank will take care of you for a period of time. Now, why is it that when Christians want to leave the job to do something full time, and they're asking God to take care of them for the rest of their lives, they're not showing God any plan whatsoever?
Yeah, because they
what
think
is
God,
the difference?
I think the difference is they believe God will provide the plan.
Right.
God is going to provide the blueprint and the map.
And that there is that sense of entitlement.
It is that
right?
sense of entitlement.
That's just like you saying, you know what? God, I'm the master. You're the dummy. You're going to take care of me.
Like, God, look, here I am.
Right?
I'm here. I've done my part. I'm here. What do you want now? Do it.
I'm
just
sorry.
Do your thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I am heavily against it. I'm all about faith, but I'm also about having a plan,
and that's
and then having faith in God will help you with that plan
exactly.
and carry out the plan.
That is where the fear will come in. I mean, if the person doesn't have the plan, mm-hmm. yes, we're saying, okay, so let's just trust God.
Right.
But you can't tell me what we're going to do, you know, and while we're placing our faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where what path we're going to be on while God is holding our hands, mm-hmm. then I have a right to be concerned, I think, for the family.
You have every right to be concerned.
You know, and I don't think that, you know, my faith should be questioned. I believe in God, and I believe in God's power and
yeah.
strength as much as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But as my husband, you know, God has put the family in his care.
Mm-hmm.
He is, you know, he's pastor of our household.
Yeah.
He is Lord of our household.
Yeah.
He's supposed to help us through this. Now, yes, we're equals, you know, in planning and taking things to the next level.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a plan, then I foresee a lot of arguments.
I believe it's a characteristic of a lazy person, and I don't mean to like down anybody who's doing that, but I mean, come on, like you cannot expect to pursue a new field full time
and not know what's going
to
be happening
and not have any plan whatsoever as to like how you're going to sustain yourself. As I said, man, make that plan. The faith comes in the fact God will take care of you. Have faith that God will take care of you if your plan is well thought out. But to
yeah.
just say I'm just going to leave and hope that something happens, that's like saying I'm not going to study for this test, but God will let me pass it.
Well,
it is the same mentality.
Yeah,
that's like saying, you know what, I don't need to put any effort into my resume, but God will give me the job. You know, there's a certain level of stupidity there. You cannot just walk into a test with not studying for it and expecting God to do the work for you.
I don't think it's stupidity. I think it's more like
laziness.
Naivete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just being a bit naive in that. It will all be taken care of with minimal effort on our part. I just think we're just being a little bit naive. There's a lot more. You know, there's God. God helps those who help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've always said that faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're having faith, and therefore we need to employ the work. We need to know that while God is going to see us through this situation,
mm-hmm.
we're coming to God saying, God, I want to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. Can you help me through this?
Yeah, yeah.
Not God. I want to do this. Here I am.
I'm going to quit my job now.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
You just do your thing.
And,
yeah.
You know, no studying, no... Know your industry. Know what helps you stand out in your industry. There's a book. I actually had a chance to sit down with the CEO of a million-dollar company, a multi-million-dollar.
What were you doing to get a meeting like that?
You know, it's just what we do. What was funny, what was really, really funny about this meeting was... I bought my dress shoes. You ready? I bought them at Walmart. And I went to this meeting with a CEO of a multi-million dollar company, and my dress shoes are from Walmart. You want to know what's funny? So were his dress shoes.
Okay.
We had on the exact same dress shoes.
Wow.
And and we both shop at Walmart. So we had a big laugh about that. But anyway, a book that he had mentioned to me that he really encouraged me to read that helped him get to where he was. It's called a Blue Ocean Strategy, and if you are an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, I would like to share that with you, man. Blue Ocean Strategy. It talks about doing things differently within your industry, because there's a lot of gospel artists. There's a lot of people. You know, if I go back to music, there are a lot of people who are doing the gospel music ministry.
Yeah.
But there are very few who actually know how to make themselves stand out.
Right.
So if, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, take some time to study your industry. And stand out in your industry so that you can actually survive and, you know, draw some attention towards your product or whatever it is you're doing.
So what's the book called? Blue Ocean Strategy?
Blue
Do you
Ocean
know the
strategy.
Author's name?
I don't know the strategy, but if you Google it, you'll find it, man. Uh-huh. It's a bestseller. It's a bestseller.
You can't just do that.
It's a
just
bestseller, man.
That's lazy.
Listen, we're just doing... It's a natural conversation, man. I'm sorry I didn't research. I wasn't expecting to say that. Okay?
Yeah, but you're...
we're just having a conversation.
I'm expecting that. You're aware of the book,
Blue Ocean Strategy. Google it. You'll find it. I promise you. I Googled it because he didn't know either. He didn't know the author's name either. He's like, just Google it. You'll find it. I Googled it. I found it. I'm telling you. Google it. You'll find it.
You know
anything
what?
Else you would
as
like
a
to
person,
add?
As a person who likes detail, that is just my biggest pet peeve.
Casey loves detail, man.
I am extremely anal, so things like this just drive me nuts.
Okay, to make you feel better, we're going to go to a break.
Yes, we are.
Okay, and when we come back from the break,
we'll have the author's
I'll
name for
you.
I'll
have the author's name for you, just to make you feel better, even though Google is such a beautiful thing. That you don't even really
yes,
need
but if
it.
We're gonna mention something on air and recommend something, I think it is the best course of action to also
recommend
mention
your mama.
You're rude. Let's go to the next song right now.
We'll be right
back.
Get yourself
beat up.
Keep it locked.
Your grace found me. I was empty-handed. Listen, they say men don't cry, then why do I have these tear ducts in out of my eyes? It's probably cause I was born to cry. Even though I'm 30, I feel like a newborn at times. Whoever made that liar must never knew God. Cause if he knew God, then his tears would be dry too, from giving them all the glory from deep down inside. I tell you why men don't cry, it's cause of pride. They say it's too emotional, something that women do. Men's eyes should never be wet like a swimming suit, but he's emotion in my life, so I'm emotional. Looking in the mirror like I remember when I hated you. But now I'm like, look at what he did for you, boy. I mean, man, do you see how he's changing you? Couldn't even read, now they holding on to quotes from you. Found pride, and what else am I supposed to do? Your grace found me. Was tough from the scrimmage, but the Lord give us strength like spinach. For everything that would come to destroy you, that's why I had to anoint my head with the olive oil. For every demon that would try to contest and strip me till I'm naked like I'm bare for contest. I'm a mess, bruh, but the recipe of better is to know you messed up, man. That's why the Bible tells the weak you are strong, and I say you gotta let go to hold on. And if you wanna be right, then realize you're wrong. Then put together your palms. Listen, I need you all to repeat after me. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. I'ma teach this world the ABCs. Accept, believe, confess that Christ is King.
Changed by your love in the beauty of your.
Yes, 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 chicken, yes, yes. See, that's my, like, live scratching DJ Versatile rendition.
Right.
Of my chicken, yes. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. And, you know, as promised during the break, we actually did research the names of the authors of this book. Casey, would you like to inform the people of the authors of this great, wonderful book? This is my Barack Obama impression.
And it's not too bad either.
It's
pretty good.
I hope you're happy with it, satisfied with the results. And for everybody listening,
you're an idiot.
Tuning in to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. I tune in with Michelle all the time.
Yeah, the authors are the authors of the Blue Ocean Strategy are W. Chan Kim and Renee Moborn, and her last name is Maubourgne. I believe it sounds French. Moborn.
It's French, but yeah,
but
man,
it's two authors of the same of one book.
And again, once you Google it, it'll be the first link that you find. But if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, if God has put it on your heart to leave your job, or if you just want to leave a job, maybe it is your own motivation. There's nothing wrong with that either. You know, it's really, to me, it's not about what you want to do. It's about when you use God as the excuse and then use God as an excuse to not do work.
To not have a plan.
That's what
to
bothers me.
To justify not having a plan.
Don't use God as an excuse to not do work or to not put in work. That really irks me. Do some research. Read the book. Read a lot of books. Ask people. Try to get mentored by someone that's in your business or that's in your line of work that you want to pursue. I'm not against God telling you to do something. I am against you not putting in the work to give God, you know, the ultimate glory for Him really taking care of you.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, really, at the end of the day, where the idea came from, whether it's yours, whether it's a dream you've always had, or whether God simply spoke to you.
Can you just imagine how embarrassing it is? You know, God told me to leave my job and do this, and then 2 months later, you're back on the job.
You're back at the job.
And people are like, I thought God told you to. I mean, are you really, is that really a good testimony to how powerful God is if that's what happens? Does that really show the power that God has, or does it make you look like a chump, or does it make God look like a chump by you saying, God told me to do this, God told me to do this, and then you're back?
Yeah.
You know,
in that sense, I wouldn't put God's name on that.
Don't embarrass God like that, man. That bothers me. That really
shows
bothers
him up.
Me. So take the time to put in work, learn about your industry, learn about being an entrepreneur, learn, and really, steward your craft, man.
Yeah.
Really steward.
It doesn't matter where the idea came from. The fact is, to bring it to fruition requires work and faith in God.
Yeah.
Those two things need to be there, and you can't just have one without the other.
Hey, man, sister. Hey, man. So coming up next, we got the Hate It or Rate It segment coming up. I just want to talk briefly. Last week, we got a couple comments, emails that came in. Last week, if you remember, we did King Poetic, Do You Believe? It was actually his rendition of Genesis, the creation story. Great, great track. All the comments were all positive. All
hear
of
that,
them,
King Poetic?
All of them were all positives, man. So
you
shout
are
out,
loved.
Shout out my man, King Poetic. Great, great rendition of the creation story. Again, if you want to check that out, just download last week's podcast, which was entitled Women Who Hyphenate Their Names and Club Dancing in the Church. That was a fun podcast. This week, we're going to be we're going to be playing Canton Jones in the club. Now, Canton Jones was actually here last month here in Toronto, and I had a chance to chop it up with him, and I spoke with him about the track. And in this track, for those who may not have heard the song or heard about it, there's going to be bleeps in the track.
Yes, now Canton is known for these controversial.
He's a king of controversy, man.
Songs, and every time he puts one out there, he makes waves.
Yeah.
He makes good music, but he makes waves.
He draws your attention. And you know why? Because he understands the business. Really, truly.
All right. Well, there you go.
I had a chance to talk to him, and it's going to sound like he's swearing. There's actually bleeps in this song. But it kind of is a testament to where the listener's mind is at. Now, if you fill in the bleeps with Christian-centered words, you'll see that the song still makes sense. And that's what you have to do. When you listen to this track, you have to think of the bleeps as Christian-centered words. And those who are in the world We'll fill in the bleeps with non-Christian centered words. So you kind of appeal to everybody here on this one. But it is controversial,
yes,
because
of
the
bleeps. And we want to know what you think. Man. Is he pushing it again?
You know, should he have said, you know, should he have just been outright and said Christian centered words and instead of bleeping him? Is he bleeping out the gospel is the question.
Yes, because this didn't sit too well with some people. So we just want to know what our listeners think.
And the number is 1-877-44-NIFTY. Please let us know what you think. 1-877-44-NIFTY.
How you feel. If you like it, let us know.
Please.
Let us know why. If you don't like it, let us know, and let us know why.
All right, Ken Jones in the club. Here we go.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.
They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. Get home for when I feel it, can't lose it. Atmosphere is crazy, everybody feel the same. And man, if you ain't feeling this, then you a certified lame. I came in the one who's in me. Pulling up clean in an all black Bentley. Close the door gently. Step out stunning, we done covered all charges. So everybody coming long line outside. Be patient, no skipping. Extra police can't start tripping. Leave your home and put your away. Cause you don't really need all that in the party anyway. Now, oh my God, they done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. They done let them in the club, oh my God. Can't stop them, so you might well join them. Walk around acting like they club owners. Even the DJ is with them. And when he yells, switches. Man, you either wanna be one or be with one. And you trying to figure out just how to get one to come and talk to you. Have a conversation, all these in the club. Show me what's your hesitation. I see two over there and three over there and four in the back with their hands in the air. Unified got much power. Laughing and giggling like it's comedy hour. My God, they done let them in the club and them just talking to them thugs and showing love and them thugs just asking and wondering. They trying to see where the product's gonna be the following week. Now we gon' see. Now, oh my God, they done let them in the club. Oh my God, they done let them in the club. Oh my God, they done let them in the club. Oh my God.
Kenton Jones with In the Club. Do not forget to hit us up on 1-877-44-NIFTY to let us know how you feel about it. You can also Facebook us, facebook.com/NiftyChristian, to voice your opinion and your comments right there as well. Or if you're the if you're the shy type, as we have a lot of shy listeners, you can send us a personal email, nifty@niftychristian.com or KCKAY, the letter C, at niftychristian.com, if you just want to talk to us on a personal level about your opinions and your thoughts and so on and so forth. So coming up next, man, Casey's about to take She's about to take over the More Music Hour.
Yes,
man.
I rule the More Music Hour this time.
Are you excited about it?
I am excited. Yeah. You know, it's this particular hour is mainly R&B, rhythm and praise.
Okay.
Now, I like a wide variety of music. I love hip-hop as well. So maybe next time you let me take over, next time versus on vacation, next time you just let me do what I want to do, maybe I can, maybe I'll put together my own selections of hip-hop, of gospel hip-hop, that is. But this time, it is rhythm and praise. As I said before, some of them old, some of them new. All of them are my favorite. So we're going to start off this time with Dietrich Haddon. As it was in the beginning, so it is in the end. Dietrich Haddon sings like an angel. My favorite song, Running to You. Right?
Running to You, man. And remember to love all those around you. Love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a nifty Christian. Shout out my man Greg, man. This one is for you, homie.
Alright.
Alright, peace.
Here we go again.
This is Canada's number one talk show.
Number one.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
I am talking to you.
said no, no. With all my might, I try and fail. Why do I fight against your will? I know I'm wrong, but yet I still do, do. Acting like it ain't a thing. Back and forth, consistently, to crucify a risen king. So on my knees, begging please, asking Lord to make me the kind of man. The dirt I did, when I doubled back, the trust I had, and then betrayed, the hearts I broke, and walked away, cut it, any way you lie, went further on, turned left from right, left what's right, with no regret, my mother told me, what I would get, now I see, I need you more. Joy you bring. I need your blood to make me clean. I need more than anything. Sorry for, sorry for,
sorry for the hurt. Woo! Sorry for the pain.
I'm so sorry,
sorry
Lord.
For my sins. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry
for my lies, my wrong. The same old song. I'm on my knees begging, please.
Time and time again,
anybody love him? I got to, yes. Anybody love him? I got to, yes. Anybody?
My sins had me hellbound,
hellbound.
Trapped and confused, no way out.
Way out.
No hope of turning around. But then the God from on high looked down and saved my pride. Kept me from losing my mind. And now,
we'll be right back.
they take my song off the radio. And if I gotta push records in the snow, 'cause this music is more than a train, more than houses, cars, and wonderful things. I do this music for the rest of my life. I put that on my baby girl and my wife. Go ask somebody and they will let you know. I keep it real, my homie.
Oh, I gotta tell you about the flyest girl in high school. She got connected with the wrong guy, cause he had a little money and a pimped out ride. It was on a Friday, chilling in the hallway. We didn't know she wouldn't live to see Monday. I still remember that look in her eye. She didn't have to die, oh why? I don't wanna be in these streets.
These streets in my heart, smoke the flame for a start. Young child running wild, too long in the dark. Living life on the edge, from a clutch of a trick. Juvenile on the wild, battling guys must be. From the depths of my soul, this was all that I knew. Stand true as I grew, I couldn't see my way out in these streets. Talk about these streets.
Draw near to the light of the world. The Lamb of God who was slain for our sins, that men might be free. So we pray, your kingdom come to revive and give us strength to believe as we pray. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Trust you more, this is our plea, to keep the faith, to see your face, and our joy is complete. Unto them, we'll carry our cross, and we'll fight, just to be where you are. Yes, we'll hide your word in our hearts, so that we may look. Yeah.
will see your face. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Christian Show.
I know sometimes you wanna let go, but you just can't, no. I know you've been through a lot, but you can't let go, no. I know sometimes you wanna give in, but you just ain't. Cause he's coming, he's coming, he's coming to your rescue.
All the heartache and pain you've been through, he's been right there working it out for you.
Can't give up now, no. You gotta hold on.
Cause this is your life, and he is your Christ, oh yeah. I know you've been wondering how everything's gonna work out. Cause
one day you're up and then the next day you're down.
But you can't give up now, no, no, cause
I know sometimes you wanna let go.
No, you can't.
I know you've been through a lot, but you can't let go.
No.
I know sometimes you wanna give in, but you just ain't.
Cause he's coming, he's coming, he's coming
to your rescue. I know sometimes you wanna let go, but you just
can't. No, you can't.
I know you've been through a lot, but you can't let go.
No, you can't.
I know sometimes you wanna give in, but you just ain't.
He's coming, he's coming, he's coming
to your rescue.
He's working it out for you, believe it. Even though you cannot see it,
he's making a way out of no way. Trust him,
have a little faith. Just keep the faith, he's coming.
you down.